Hello, my name is Raymond from the Credit Pros, a certified credit repair specialist. Whom do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Michelle Williams.
Oh, hi,
I'm
Michelle.
returning a
How are you?
call from a voicemail that I got about your company and something to do with the $5,000 for a car loan to get a car and to fix my credit score. Can you tell me something about your company?
All right, so yeah, we have been in business for over 13 years now. We have gotten featured on CBS News. We actually have an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Our company name is the Credit Pros. In regards of the $5,000 that you saw there, it's not for an auto loan. It's a trade line of up to $5,000. It's a credit builder tool we include, but it's something guaranteed here for you. So there is no hard increase, no denials for it. Do you know what your credit score is by any chance, or you have no idea?
I think I'm in the beginning of 500 something.
Okay. In the
I
500s,
mean,
low
it's been coming
500s.
back up from 400 because I had a Chapter 7 that I had to do to close my business after the pandemic.
Okay. That bankruptcy has been discharged already. It's no
Oh,
longer
yes.
active.
December
Okay.
2020.
All right. So when it comes to any negative items harming your credit score, we use the Fair Credit Reporting Act to force the deletion of any harmful accounts from your report as if they never happened. Anything that you consider to be misleading, unverifiable, outdated, inaccurate can be disputed from your report. And unlike any other company out there, we work with every single negative item at the same time with all of the bureaus using our advanced data technology to give you really good results in a short amount of time as well. Now, what are you trying to do with your credit? Are you trying to get an auto loan but keep getting denied?
No, actually, early on, in I got a Ford Finance did approve me, and I got a car. But
Okay.
then I had some accidents that caused my insurance to pop up out of, a crazy number that I couldn't afford. And with, I realized that it was either paying my credit card debt or, one or the other. So I surrendered the car back to the dealership.
Okay, it
But
was a
they did
voluntary
approve
rebuttal.
me. Yeah, voluntary.
Okay.
That way I said, or at least I'll be able to take my Social Security of $2,500 a month and disperse that to my credit cards. And I did hire Lexington Law to help me fix the credit, but I don't know if they're actually doing anything. Part of me doesn't believe in that. I'd rather spend the $130 on paying a bill.
Okay. For how long have you been
So
working
I
with
don't
Lexington Law for now, miss?
know. A couple of months.
Okay. You haven't gotten any feedback, any results from them?
Not specifically, no.
Okay.
Not like, if anything, I'm getting notes from the companies where they're sending a letter about something like you said, you can take it off the credit card if you dispute it.
Right.
These people will come back and say, all right, we'll take it off. But most of what I'm looking to just have removed is, in some cases, they're saying late payments, where in general, over the past 3 years, I made very accurate payments. I mean, I had the extra money even with the car, and I was, if they asked for $20, I sent 50,
Okay. That's
to
good.
try to get it down, knowing that with the interest rate the way it was, which is absurd what they're charging me, I had to pay more than what they were asking for.
Right.
I mean, I knew that much. So that's where I stand with people just saying late payments and others that are just saying, no, on time, on time. Like three or four of the cards are saying that I paid on time.
Right.
And so it's not all bad. And prior to Chapter 7, I ran a score of like 700. I had my consulting business. I had platinum from Amex. I mean, I did a good job, and I had a leased car that I used for my business, and I did 3 years of it with one payment being late. That was it. So, there's plenty of very good history there.
You had an
Other
immaculate
than
record
that,
from what you're telling me. Pretty much almost
just
immaculate.
about,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it ran 720, 740, 750. I mean, it was never 800, but I don't think most people are. But, you know, it was like, but I know I can't say to somebody, gee, look past or before the Chapter 7, which was the pandemic. I had to close my business. I had no choice. My clients were going bankrupt, and they weren't getting paid by the department stores that were closing. So it was all the pandemic, and I had no choice. And then I had a medical issue I had to take care of. It was a heart operation. But other than that, you know, I felt I was a good risk.
Okay.
So it was all the pandemic that was putting me in, you know, harm's way. So I don't know if the Lexington law is a waste of time or I have to, you know, because I was basically deciding that I should just call these places myself.
Right.
And I was getting more done doing that directly and making a deal with them.
Okay.
Than anything else. So.
Right. Well,
that's where I stand.
Michelle, I can give you an update on your credit report, see what's going on with it. It would be a soft pool, so no damage to it at all. And a free consultation to figure out what's going on, if Lexington Law has done anything for you yet. And then, you know, it's we do have programs here based on your needs, your budget, that we can get you enrolled if you switch over to work with us. I'll even give you a discount, but that'll be your decision to make once, you know, we see what's going on and what needs to be done for your credit situation. Sound fair enough?
Okay.
All right, great. Let's check it out here and see what's going on. Do you have a middle name or middle initial I should put on file?
Yes, Francis. F. Francis.
Francis, okay. Last name, you said Williams, right?
Right, Williams.
Okay.
Michelle Francis Williams.
Michelle, what would be the best mailing address we can use here for you, your home address?
26 Primrose Lane, Kings Park, New York, 11754.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an email address you can provide for me?
Yes, mwbeauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y. It's the business I was in. mwbeauty at me.com.
Okay, and your date of birth as well?
8/22/51.
All right. Now, the last thing is your social security number. It will become encrypted as I'm typing it into the system for safety purposes. I'm ready when you are.
114-443-0077.
Thank you. All right. I'm running your score now. It'll take just a couple of seconds for it to load. There is going to be some questions that we have to go through for authentication purposes. Simple questions that only you should be able to answer. So we'll see what those are in just a few seconds. It's loading as we speak. Let me see here. Okay, it's loading up. To give you a heads up, some of the questions are trick questions, so it's completely normal if they don't make sense, okay?
Yes, I understand.
All right. See here. Okay. I'm so sorry for the delay. It's taking a little bit longer than the usual. Okay, I'm getting an error here. It's not going to let me see what's going on with your credit score so far. It's what it's showing me is that
I had to unlock the TransUnion one. I think I had to get through to them this morning, but they said it would be unlocked for 48 hours. I said, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's with Equifax, that one that we're trying to check here. And it's what it's telling me is that something went wrong. Please try again later. That's the exact same message I'm getting here. So it's a sign of it being blocked, maybe. Michelle, based on what you told me, you know, I can actually suggest one of our programs to get your credit score cleaned up. We work faster than Lexington Law. We work with every single negative item at the same time with all of the bureaus using our advanced AI technology. As well, we do understand that when it comes to credit, it's not just about disputing negative items from your credit report, but as well, you need credit to build credit. So the most aggressive program we have here at the Credit Pros is the Success Package. It comes with a guaranteed trade line of up to $5,000. for you to use online only at National Credit Direct. This is a website just like eBay or Amazon. There's TVs, cell phones, tablets, computers, furniture for your home, washer, dryer, anything that you can think of. The point of it is for you to go in there, grab something, get the payments done on time, and that's going to report positive credit to Experian, increasing your score over time. The thing with the tray line is that whatever credit you don't use from it reflects on your credit report as a credit available to you. That way, whenever any lender or anyone goes in there to see what's going on, they see that credit is in there, that you are credit worthy, it'll make you look appealing. So it's not just a credit builder tool we include for you, but it's our way of attracting other lenders to you with much better interest rates, if it makes sense.
Yes, completely.
All right.
I mean, I went and took these cards thinking this pandemic won't last that long. I mean, I just got to get it, you know, get through a period of time. How wrong I was. I mean, I had no idea that, you know, I figured, well, let me just take this $500 credit card and just, you know, pay a few bills and, you know, use gas on my car and get through this time because this will end eventually. And it didn't happen. And I said, eventually my clients will get in a better shape and they'll come back and they'll pay me on the contract. That didn't happen. You know, so it was all a bunch of, you know, hoping that this would pass, but it didn't.
Right. And it's still out there, you know, COVID.
No, it's still, my clients are all screwed. Most of them are bankrupt.
Wow.
They couldn't ship merchandise to the stores. And that's where my background is, my relationships. And there was nothing I could do. My hands were tied.
Yeah, that's crazy. A lot of people went through the same situation.
It took me 5 years to get the business rolling, and it was just a shame.
What counts is that you're trying to get back on your feet, get things back in track, get that business going once again. And, you know, it's going to rely on your score for you to be able to get a business loan, to be able to, you know, jump into it.
I know.
At the pace that you had it.
I want to start a new website. I'm writing a second book. I mean, the other book is on Amazon, and it is selling, but it's not enough.
Okay. Well, you got a couple of things going on there. That's good. Now, we want you to keep track of your progress in the program, check your score whenever you need to, see for yourself as negative items are being disputed. So you're not lost. You will be able to know what's going on at every time or point. On your client portal, on your app, you will find an area called Loan Wizard. There is a bunch of third-party loan options, credit card options. The options go from $1,000 to $100,000. And what's really good about the options is you get to see numbers up front. Those numbers will be coming to you based on your credit report and your credit worthiness. And it's not just one or two options. It's several options for you to check out and work with as well. There is credit cards in there. Just a quick tip. I'm sure you know this already, but when you're building up your score and you are using credit cards to do it, you are not supposed to use more than 30% of the credit available to you.
Right.
Once you're over 700,
that's the other problem. Most of them have been used up to their, you know, top, and I've been trying to get some of them down so there's 30% open.
Right.
And you know, I'm trying to focus there, but I'm also hoping that Lexington Law is doing something to improve the score.
Right. And, you know, that's where the tray line of up to $5,000 comes in. So let's say that you got approved for $4,000 on that. You maybe use 50 bucks of it. At that point, you're using a very small percentage. So it counters a tax, the high credit card percentage you have on your credit report now, to make those look good once again. It's kind of like averaging out. That's how a credit works when it comes to all your credit cards and all kind of credit in there. All right.
So now, what is it? Is it a bank account or is it a...
It's online credit for you to use at National Credit Direct.
Okay.
Yes. So now, as you can tell, what we do here at the Credit Pros is not just about disputing negative items from your credit report, but as well fast-tracking you into positive credit through the tools we have and making your credit score look appealing as fast as we can. It's $149 month to month. You pay as you go for the services rendered. Once you're satisfied with the results, you can opt out of the program, and the positive reporting will discontinue. We actually even report that payment to all three of the bureaus as if you were making payments on a credit builder loan to boost up your credit score every month and get another positive account going in there. There is no monetary disbursement out of working with our company. It's just how we have the payment show with the bureaus to get another positive account going in there and boost up your credit score every month. Now, if it's too difficult for you to get started with that 149 today, I can actually get the ball rolling.
Well, I'm paying them 139, so it's just a matter of stopping them and starting you. I mean, another $10 isn't the issue. What's involved? I have to sign something, I presume, and does it commit me to any period of time? How long am I paying you for?
No obligations, no hidden fees. A lot of our clients work with us for the first turnaround process, which is 30 to 60 days. As mentioned, sometimes we manage to get all the negative items off of our client's scores within that time. Some stick around for a little bit longer because of that payment, you know, how it gets reported to the bureaus. Every case is different.
Right.
It's up to you how long you wish to work with us. If you experience any hardships, there is no hidden fees for you to worry about, so you won't deal with any issues there and step out of the program. Now, if it makes it I can actually get the ball rolling for $12.95 right now, begin the dispute process on all the negative items, and postpone the first full payment of $149 to be done 2 weeks from now, if it makes it easier for you. You still get access to everything, and the only thing that becomes active 2 weeks from now is the trade line of up to $5,000. That's the only thing you don't get.
Okay, so when do you assign that to somebody? At what point?
Oh, if you are, let's say that we got the $12.95 taken care of right now. I'm going to get you to your personal credit advisor. We'll get the action plan created, give you a rundown on the app, pretty much get everything started. 2 weeks from now, when the first full payment of $149 goes through, you'll receive another call from your credit advisor. You'll get your username and you'll create the password on a National Credit Direct, begin to use that credit as well. And even if you don't use it, it's something that will be reflecting on your credit report as credit available to you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a need to use it per se. Now that I got rid of the car, I have more income from my Social Security check, which comes every third or fourth week of the month. So my next pay date is March 22nd.
The 22nd.
So 2 weeks is helpful. Yeah.
Right. 2 weeks from now. Okay. All right. Well, let's get you started here with the $12.95. One more thing here. If you decide to go in full, I don't know if you can, but if you decide to go in full, I can get you a permanent $30 discount on the package, meaning that we would get you started today with $119, $119, and it'll remain at that low price for as long as you work with us. Remember, I'm still giving you a one-time $30 discount on your next monthly payment if you get enrolled with me today, since you would be switching over from working with Lexington Law. So that's another $30 off on your next monthly payment on top of the $119.
Is that going to screw up Lexington Law?
Not at all. What they do is very different to what we, it's similar. It's kind of the same of what we do here, except we do everything at the same time and they do one or two things at a time. I don't know if it makes sense. But what we do, it won't interfere with what Lexington Law is doing. Instead, it's going to put more pressure on the bureaus. Because we as a company, if the bureaus fail to respond to our request, we apply fines to them. And believe me, those fines are not cheap, and they try to prevent them any way they can. So if they don't respond, they have to get the negative items off of your credit report. Otherwise, we'll apply those fees to them.
You know, one thing I was going to start calling some of them this afternoon on is I called them to negotiate. What could I do? And I said, you know, do you have a program like a pandemic COVID-19 program where I can be late or I can make the payments less and you can take the interest charge down? And many of them had that program that they'd bring it down to 6%. They'd give me 3 months of giving a $50 payment, you know, something that made it reasonable. I said, yeah, great. Can I take that? Sign me up. And then I looked at the things that were late on the credit report. And I swear some of them put me through as late, even though they gave me that program.
Okay. That's something we can use to your
that
advantage.
can't be fair. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to call them today and say, listen, didn't you put me on this program? Then how can you call me in as late?
Right.
Even the car company put me down as late last month when I gave them the car back December 1st.
Miss, we have a legal team at your disposal. Once you're enrolled with us, you can schedule to speak to one of our lawyers here with the Credit Pros.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a way to record those conversations, I think they're going to be grateful for your situation. They're going to be useful for the situation that you're in when it comes to what we're
okay.
going to be doing. So that
okay, and what's the name of the company that you're working with right now? Who am I speaking to? What company?
Okay, so my name is Raymond, and
right.
our company name is The Credit Pros. Make sure to have the T-H-E
the
there.
Credit Pros,
the
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
like
yeah, there's
a
lot of
research.
Yeah, that sounds
all
like
right,
a
1295 is nothing I'm afraid to work with you on today to get it started. So what do you need from me, my debit card?
Okay, so we're going with the $12.95 and 149. Yeah, go right ahead with the card number, the 16 digits and the expiration date there on the front of your card to start.
Okay, all right. It's 5594 6000 3670 4839. And the expiration is. I don't have my glasses on. Expiration is 3/28.
28, okay. Now, mm-hmm. the hardest thing to see on your card, mine is completely erased. The CVV code, three numbers on the back.
Yeah. It's 963.
963. Yeah, the numbers on my card mm-hmm. got erased because of wear and tear, I guess.
Oh, I know.
Had the same card for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So just to confirm, the address on file, 26 Primrose Lane, that's the billing address associated
mm-hmm.
with this card?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And your card is not turned off or blocked for any reason? I usually keep mine
turned
off.
No.
Okay.
The
All
card,
right.
no. But I went through a number of debit cards having to be redone for me. Bethpage Credit Bank, which is who this is,
mm-hmm.
They make a card for you as soon as they think somebody is, you know, used it inappropriately.
Okay.
And I had a different account number for a number of months, probably 6-7 months. And I swear, it seemed like every month I was getting a new debit card because somebody had hacked in and used my card.
Really?
And I said to the bank people, how could this be happening to me so often? This is crazy. Change my account number. Maybe that will help if I get a new account number. And sure enough, it did help. I didn't get a lot of people putting in my number incorrectly until just the other day. It started again that somebody was charging an escort service.
Okay.
On my card. So they had to give me another card. So, you know, those were things. They give you the provisional deposit back, you know,
mm-hmm.
as they sort it out. And they get the credit back from the company that did it. But in the meantime, that was hurting, you know, what I had available to make sure that my accounts were paid,
right.
you know, my credit cards.
It was a setback.
And I'm sure the bank will, you know, admit that my card had to be changed at least 6 or 7 times.
Wow. That is crazy. Well, to
crazy.
Give you a peace of mind, we ourselves provide protection for your information. So we include dark web monitoring, a change of address monitoring, social security trace monitoring, payday monitoring, social network monitoring to keep your information safe and protected. So if you're having such an issue or someone else has, you know, your information out there, we're going to find out.
Yeah, I said to one person, I said, when it was the other account, whoever it was buying software stuff. I said, this is a computer geek. I can tell. He's buying all sorts of software. And I don't mean to say it's a guy, but that's what he's buying.
Wow.
And there must be a way to find him.
There's got to be.
More importantly, how did you get my number?
Mm-hmm.
And this card I've got, and they made a charge this morning,
mm-hmm.
and on the 9th, and I just got the card.
Okay, so there is a chance
somebody
that it might not work.
Somebody accessed that card number within 24 hours or less.
Jeez. Man. So
yeah.
At this point, you're waiting for another card pretty much to come in the mail. That's crazy.
No, these guys give me the card at the desk.
At the desk.
They make
okay.
it right there in Bethpage. Yeah.
Okay.
Bethpage Bank does that. And thank God, because otherwise I'd be waiting 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. That's how long it takes, I was going to say.
Yeah.
But okay,
so,
let's give it a try. If it doesn't
yeah.
go through, it won't overdraft your account.
Yeah, it will.
We have a safety feature.
There. I mean,
so
to take care of that.
It doesn't block it. Okay. So
there shouldn't be any problem.
We should be good to go. Awesome. So I just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization mm-hmm. in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today.
Mm-hmm.
Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, so you won't deal with any issues
mm-hmm.
there. As mentioned, it's
mm-hmm.
just $12.95 here, nothing else. The second setup fee of, the next payment will take place 2 weeks from now. That's the 25th, and that's when the $149 month-to-month will begin, okay?
That's okay, because the 22nd is when the check goes through. But I feel like I should stop the Lexington law. I mean, I don't need another $139
right.
being
you don't.
Paid.
Give them a call. Step out of the service. We're going to do what they were supposed
right.
to be doing and a lot more than that for you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm, you know, overreacting to 2 months of work, but mm-hmm. I'm just, you know.
By this point, you should have gotten a first update from the bureaus like we do. So it's 30 to 60 days. 60 days being the worst case scenario, 30 days if they respond back to you right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't heard from the bureau, no.
Okay.
I heard
okay.
from some of the credit cards saying to me, okay, you've asked. They respond to the fact that they got something that said
mm-hmm.
to, you know, and they're saying, well, but you didn't put the card number in, and we need you to write back to us and give us the exact amount of money that you were disputing and why, and asking me to do all that information.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not going to stop to do that.
Right. We'll take care of it for
so,
you.
Yeah.
Care of it.
Okay.
All right. So, Michelle, welcome to the Credit Pros. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank
we're
you,
all good
Raymond.
To go
That's
here.
Good. Let's, yeah,
so,
because I'm not a credit risk. I mean, I've done run a business. I've helped entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book about it, you know, how you have to, you know, take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, you know, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I had my accidents, that didn't help the situation because it's not, it seems, difficult for me to get a car dealership to approve me. It's the insurance that I have to pay.
That's
and
high.
And I'm waiting for most of this stuff to come off my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it sits there for 2 years.
Right. Okay.
And it was for a medical reason that I had the accidents. And as far as I'm concerned, they were not my fault.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So then I said, can I spend money on a lawyer to handle this? I mean, no, I don't think that's where I should be spending the money I have. And I am trying to get back to work, so I've got one or two small clients working with me, but that's not the way it was. I mean, I had 5 clients giving me $4,000 a month.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're
doing pretty good yourself. You know, it's just that credit that's keeping you back from being able to do more.
It is. It's a black ink mark on my my career and everything. I've never had to deal with this level of problems.
Yeah. Let's change
the car, the insurance. Yeah. But
right.
I'm determined. I'm going to get this fixed.
That's great. And we're going to be with you every step of the way here to make sure that it happens. Now, Michelle, I just sent you a text message and an email. Can you check your phone for me, see if you've gotten anything from the Credit Pro support
okay.
yet?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Preferably go with the email if that's what you actually get.
I see something that says new member.
So it
No,
if
it's
you go with the
email.
email, it
It
should
should
say
say
welcome
credit
to the
card, right?
Credit Pro. Yes. So the email will be coming from the Credit Pro's support. That's where it should be from.
Again, could you unspeak while I'm looking?
Okay. If you didn't get an email, check for a text message.
Yeah, in the text message. That's where I'm looking.
Okay. Can you repeat your email for me once again, just to make sure I got no mistakes on that?
Yeah, I see something. It has a number at the top, but it says new member benefit to cover, identify, protection has been unlocked.
Okay,
Is
no,
that the email from you?
that's not it. Repeat your email for me, please. Let me
No,
make
that
sure that
doesn't
I got it
work.
right
Okay.
and have it resent to you.
So nothing has come through yet. I could look in, spam.
Check your text messages. This is your cell phone, right? What we're using to speak with?
Um,